This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is N. Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N-N-A-N-N. Date of birth is 4/11/1934. Date of service is 4/14/2025. Ms. Johnston is a very pleasant 91-year-old female. With history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, major depressive disorder, osteoporosis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and history of memory loss, who presented to the emergency room with complaints of left shoulder pain. Patient stated that she fell 2 weeks ago at her home. She was walking across her living room. She fell onto her left side. She was laying on the floor for about 3 hours. Due to weakness and unable to ambulate. Her son came and subsequently called EMS, was brought to the emergency room, was having persistent and uncontrollable pain. Patient does live alone. Patient poor historian because of memory loss. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Arm was placed in a sling. X-ray of the left shoulder was negative for acute fracture or dislocation. Physical therapy was consulted. Pain control with oxycodone and Tylenol was being done. Patient was continuing on her other medications. Patient was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she is feeling better but does complain of pain. She, with any movement, she denies any. She also has pain at night time. She denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever, no abdominal pain, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anxiety, major depressive disorder, osteoporosis, and memory loss. Past surgical history has been significant for hysterectomy and oophorectomy, also history of breast reduction surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease, she does have history of hypertension, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of memory loss, she denies any history of TIE or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, complaining of left shoulder pain, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle ran reactive to light, axonal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation, rails no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, left shoulder in sling, pain with movement. Neurological examination was patient alert and oriented in place in person, moving all four extremities, history of memory loss and forgetful. All of this impression, number one, fall, number two, left shoulder pain, next generalized weakness, next hypertension, next hypothyroidism, next memory loss, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next general anxiety disorder, next major depressive disorder, next osteoporosis, next DJD. Treating client, patient admit to bridge rehabilitation facility, will continue current medications, continue with pain medications, consult physical and occupational therapy, will continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Marjorie Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E. Date of birth is 4/13/1932. Date of service is 4/14/2025. Miss Kennedy is a very pleasant 92-year-old female with history of COPD, history of bipolar disorder, history of osteoporosis, macular degeneration. Degenerative joint disease, presented to the emergency room after she had a fall at her home. Patient stays. She woke up from her sleep, wanted to use the restroom, and she suddenly became dizzy and experienced frontal headache. She subsequently fell onto her left side. She denied hitting her head or any loss of consciousness. She was brought to the emergency room where her blood pressure was significantly elevated. EKG was unremarkable. CT without contrast showed no acute bleeding. CTA was unremarkable for any acute process, but it showed an incidental aneurysm dilatation of the ascending thoracic aorta. Patient was admitted to the hospital. She had an MRI of the brain. With did show a small acute infarct in the medial right cerebellum. TEE was done. This showed ejection fraction to be 60%, normal LV wall motion. Mild aortic regurgitation was seen. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. Shoulder showed bilateral shoulder arthropathy. patient was seen by physical and occupational therapy as well as neurology. Patient otherwise was doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she is much better. She denies any complaints of being dizzy or lightheaded. She denies any complaints of headache, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for COPD. History of osteoporosis, history of bipolar disorder, history of macular degeneration and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, non-contributory, social history, smoking, she quit 50 years ago, alcohol, none, allergies to codeine, and medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, she does have history of COPD, she denies any complaints of any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. There's complaints of fall, history of dizziness, history of cerebellar stroke. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils equal round and reactive to light, trunkal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression. Number one, right cerebellar infarct. Next, history of fall. Next. Next, hypothyroidism, next, bipolar disorder, next, COPD, next, osteoporosis, next, degenerative joint disease, next, ascending thoracic aortic aneurysm. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to keep herself well hydrated, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient, Thomas Eldredge, ELDREDGE, Thomas, THOMAS, date of birth is 12/31/1941, date of service is 4/14/2025. Mr. Eldredge is a very pleasant ...83-year-old male who was recently sent to the hospital with complaints of redness as well as increasing swelling of her lower extremities. He was seen in the emergency room, was admitted to the hospital with cellulitis of the lower extremities. His MRSA screening was negative. He was treated with compression wraps, ACE bandages. He was given IV cefazolin. Cellulitis did improve. His swelling was also doing better. He was given IV Pumex. Subsequently switched back to oral Pumex and was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. He states that he is feeling better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Physical examination. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, run and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid buoy, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2/6. Left hand border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities 1 plus splitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, cellulitis improved. Number 2, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next, moderate aortic stenosis. Next, mild mitral and tricuspid regurgitation. Next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, diabetic nephropathy. Next, history of CVA with right-sided weakness. Next, history of bilateral carotid artery stenosis. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will continue on Keflex. Continue on the Bumex. Continue to monitor his sugars. Continue with ACE wraps. Monitor his blood pressure. Monitor his blood sugars. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, we'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.